In a took a stroll one day with the master, just him and the Lord alone. He got so close to the portals of heaven that God just let him on home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound.
He keeps leading me home.
I struggle over mountains, walk through some valleys. I thought I would never see dawn, but the one who said I'll never forsake you is the one that's leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. I struggle over mountains, walk through some valleys. I thought I would never see dawn, but the one who said I'll never forsake you is the one that's leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home.
More than fame, wealth, or desire,
more than all this world's attire, more than anything in my life I've got to make it. Take my possessions, great and small, friends and family, you can take them all. But more than anything in my life I've got to make it. It's more than anything in my life I've got to make it. I've got to know my name's inscribed in the Lamb's great book of life. I've got to hear him say, well done, enter my shining one. But more than anything in my life I've got to make it. What good is all I've come to know? I'll gain this world but lose my soul. But more than anything in my life I've got to make it. If I could run and keep the pace, then I'll see his blessed face. But more than anything in my life I've got to make it. Yes, more than anything in my life I've got to make it. I've got to know my name's inscribed in the Lamb's great book of life. I got to hear him say, well done, enter my child you've won. But more than anything in my life I've got to make it.
More than fame, wealth, or desire,
more than all this world's attire, more than anything in my life I've got to make it. Take my possessions, great and small, friends and family, you can take them all. But more than anything in my life I've got to make it. More than anything in my life I've got to make it. I've got to know my name's inscribed in the great book of life. I've got to hear him say, well done, enter my child you've won. But more than anything in my life I've got to make it. Yes, more than anything in my life I've got to make it. I've got to know my name's inscribed in the Lamb's great book of life. I've got to hear him say, well done, enter my child, you've won. But more than anything in my life, I've got to make thee. I would rather live for him more than anything I know, more than houses and land are riches untold, than to live in this world and lose my soul. I tell you, my friend, I would rather live for him more than anything I know. I would rather live for him more than anything I know, more than houses and land, or riches untold, than to live in this world and lose my soul. I tell you, my friend, I would rather live for him more than anything I know. I would rather live for him more than anything I know. More than houses and land, or riches untold, than to live in this world and lose my soul. I tell you, my friend, I would rather live for him more than anything I know. Well, that's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing in this world. It doesn't last. And then at the end of it all, you want to enjoy this world, it will take you right out to hell and death. That's where that gray horse rider's taking people to, and they don't even know it. What society we're living in, it's a lukewarm society.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The reality is smoked out, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. And we're thankful that we have these things in the Bible to look to and to anchor ourselves. What is this all about? Like otherwise, we would be blindfolded. But
yeah,
we can see the conditions in the world that we're going to be in this period of time, in the Laodicea churches.
Exactly. That's right. We want to continue that same thought, you know. We gotta see everything through the, what we're saying and doing, we gotta see it through the lens of the scripture, you know, and that's basically why we're doing what we're doing. We're in a fight. We're in a fight to the finish.
Mm-hmm.
Like never before, there's closing days of time. We really gotta put up a fight, you know, against the flesh, the world, and
mm-hmm.
the devil, and the spirit of the ages, and with the tradition, and we're mostly fighting with that. With that deception, with that outright deception, you know, the Lord got us out of there, and then He told us to expose
mm-hmm.
the unfruitful works of darkness. That whole society is so deceptive, and it's nothing but unfruitful works of darkness.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we got to go back to the scriptures to ground ourselves.
That's
and to
right.
tell people what a deception it is.
Mm-hmm,
because you're dealing with Satan. You're not dealing with these
mm-hmm.
people. They don't know themselves that they're deceived.
When you look through a lens, you're looking through a lens to, like, let's say you're looking through your glasses to look at some reading. And,
mm-hmm.
and but this is like looking through to the Bible as a guideline
mm-hmm.
of and a roadmap to make sure you make it. That's all like all the men of God have ever done is expose the unfruitful works of darkness so that people can make it.
The real men.
Yes, I mean the men of God.
Yeah.
And that when you will go through history, that's what they have done ever since the prophets came on the scene. And then in the grace age when God had the 2,000 year period here for the grace age, there were men that would expose wrong, and they would take the scripture and line things up with the scripture. If you don't have anything to line up with, then you don't even know if you're coming or going. But we have the scripture to line ourselves up with. And that's what Martin Luther did, Wycliffe and Hus. They took the scripture and exposed what Roman Catholicism was doing wrong. Exposed the wicked works of darkness.
That's all we're doing. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about that. Back in the day, that Lakeside group that went up against the JK,
mm-hmm.
and so much, they even went to court over it, and they were fighting, and I that's about the same time I got terminated, so I joined up with them, you know, I'm fighting, I'm in a trench with them,
mm-hmm.
fighting shoulder to shoulder. I went down there, and they were just, they had a little kind of an acreage over there, north of Winnipeg, and that's where they did their work, and did their salvage work, and I was down there. I was in the trenches with them, and they're fighting against this JK guy and trying to expose his corruption.
Mm-hmm.
And they were up against a big fight because anybody that had anything to do with them, they were shunned. They were put in the outs. And I stopped in there one day coming back from Winnipeg. I was still in that hutter right at Riverside, and they told me you can't talk with these people. Well, you tell me you can't do this, I'll go and do it. And anyway, so I stopped in there, and they were told they were the renegades. They called them the renegades. Well, I stopped in, and I found out that they're really not the renegades. They're just trying to expose that JK guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then my father-in-law was the overseer down there. Like I said, you were not allowed to go visit them. If you went and visited them, then they had their spy, that old Josh.
Mm-hmm.
He was that spy that he would tell my father-in-law every time somebody would stop in. So one evening coming back from Winnipeg, I stopped in and had a visit with him. And I found out, like I say, that the real renegades was that JK and my father-in-law. So I stopped in, had a good visit. I found out, like I say, I found out who the real renegades are. So the next morning, my father-in-law called me up and let me know. Did you know you're not allowed to step in at these renegades down there? Yeah, I knew that, but I figured I'll step in and check out for myself, see who the real renegades are. And I found out that you and JK are the real renegades here in this position. Anyway, at the end of the day, I joined up with them. I was more or less terminated from that Hutterite system, so I hang out with them quite a bit, and then that thing dragged out for a year, maybe 2 years, and I was back and forth with them, and then finally the day came when they decided they want to go back in the system again to the very people that terrorized them up till now. They were trying to prove that JK was a crook, and finally I even went as far, I went down to the Supreme Court with them and fought this thing, like right in the trenches with them, and then they decided they want to go back to this Auschwitz rigmarole, and they wanted to drag me down there with them. I said, I'm not going down there. I'm not going out to that Blumengar Jake to ask for forgiveness. Forgiveness for what? For trying to expose them things? That ain't going to happen. So what they did, they went and joined up with that Hutterite cult again. And I was left by myself. Well, I kept on fighting. And then they... Anyway, I ended up being down there after they had kind of built that Heartland place up. Yeah, that Larry, I had a lot to do with him, and then when he became preacher, and then he began to do the very things that they were doing to them, now they're doing that to me, because mm-hmm. I'm still fighting, and they're packing it in, you know. They,
mm-hmm.
And then that I thought, when he became preacher, I'll go down there and talk with him. Like I told you the other day, the persecutor became the persecutors.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I decided to join that priesthood. You see how easy it was to be swayed? Yeah. Like they had no footing. Mm-hmm. They had no grounds. They just come along and made him preacher, and all of a sudden, the very things that he fought for,
Took them 2-3 years to fight and expose these guys. All of a sudden, they become one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I told them that too. I'm not going to join up with them. Mm-hmm. And I still kept on fighting. You know, I stood by myself. And I was off from that Larry, you know, that Danny.
And you can see, like, how little word these people have in them.
Yeah.
It's just a religion and a tradition, because when J.K. came and did what he did with this corruption in the Hutterite system, a lot of people just turned a blind eye to it.
Yeah.
Instead of standing up to the wrong, they would just think that he's infallible, like that Pope. They think he's infallible. But, you know, everything has to be measured according to the Word of God. If it doesn't line up, then it's an unfruitful work of darkness, and that has to be exposed. And when I saw the book that Barry Gibb wrote, that was evidence to me. I couldn't turn a blind eye to evidence, to the truth. How can you turn a blind eye to the truth? Because it's going to condemn you. That was before you is going to condemn you one day, because you choose to believe a lie instead of the truth. And that's all we're doing, is exposing these things.
And we're staying the course.
That's right.
We're not going to cave just because they cost you everything. So we'll just keep on fighting. And then I find out it's everywhere like that. Pentecostal church, it's the same garbage dump. And then the Mennonites have become the same cult, just like these Hutterites. Mm-hmm. All infiltrated by Satan. That's why the things that we say, it's so hard for people to digest. And the Jacksonites are doing the same thing now. Every time they refuse to move on and stand up and fight for what's right, fight for the Word of God, every time you don't do that, you become one of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right. Now the Brendamites, they become just like the world churches. Now the Jacksonites are doing the same thing. All evolved into a cult because we refuse to move on. But anyway, I was thinking about the children of Israel, you know. What they had to go through, like back in the day, and coming, the 10 plagues, everything they had to go through. They saw what's going on in Egypt and Pharaoh and Moses and all that, and then they went through all that. They saw the tenth plagues. Then they saw the Red Sea part, and they saw for 40. They saw what's going on, and the wilderness and everything, the miracles, and the people dying like flies because they rejected the Lord. And out of those 600,000, there were 600,000 men only. There was about 2 million people that left Egypt. But 600,000 men that were, I think it was above 20 and older, that crossed the Red Sea. But only two, out of those 600,000, there's only two that came in the Promised Land. And when you go right through the Bible, the Bible says only two of those that left Egypt, only two. That's a very poor percentage. And when you go throughout biblical history, you can see that there is not too many that's going to make it. And then you go to, when Jesus was here, and there were thousands of people that followed. One time there was much as 5,000 that he fed. And he seen all the miracles and all everything. But yet, when it came to the end of it, there was only 120 in the upper room, you know. And it's dwindling down and dwindling down. There's hardly anybody left. And here, through all this schmear that's been going on since the 90s, the only two people that's left holding the fight is you and I. We're the only two people that are standing solid against that whole Hutterite corruption. That back then it was obvious, and now everybody's joining back again with them, like these hardline people now, and everybody's packing it in. They don't have no fight left.
Mm-hmm.
But see, we're fighting. Mm-hmm. We're continuing on because we have no choice.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're exposing that thing.
Joshua and Caleb, they had a different spirit, and that's basically what it takes, you know. when that born again experience and that fight, that endurance, that, you know, that first love that was given, you know, that first love, to keep that first love fire going. Mm-hmm. And that's what keeps a person going in life, you know. If you let that slip, then everything else starts going.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
We got to make it. And like we sing that song, Enoch walked, and the Lord was leading him.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord was leading Enoch. And one day he just walked right into glory. That's what we haven't stopped walking with the Lord yet. That's been going on for 34 years since all this happened. And see, we're still fighting on. The Lord is leading us on and on. We've come a long ways from way back then.
Mm-hmm.
And he shows us how to overcome this thing.
And we have so much history to go to. Like when you will take the Bible, the men of old, they did not have what we have today. We can go to the scripture and know all the mysteries that God has restored and given us in this last time when he had a prophet on the scene,
mm-hmm.
to open up the book of Revelation to us and to open up our understanding and to know what we're fighting against. Like a lot of people, they don't even know what they're fighting against.
They've been taken in by that. The inhabitants of the earth have become drunk with the wine of that fornication. And then we go on from only these two people that started out, that only two, Joshua and Caleb, the only two that came to that promised land.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go on, let's say, an hour now. Here's Brother Brennan. Brother Brennan preaching his heart out.
Mm-hmm.
For 40 years, he preaches out. The masses of people that saw the miracle, they saw how he was raising the dead, that the Lord used him to raise the dead, and the people got healed, and the miracles that he did throughout history, or throughout his time here on earth. And then, after all he was done preaching, there was only one lone man that actually heard him. And that moved on from there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Brother Raymond
that's
M. Jackson.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then here comes Raymond M. Jackson. Preached for 40 years. Preached his heart out. 40 years. You could go back and listen to his sermons. And there's only two people, just Sam and Lorraine, that carried on from where he left off.
Mm-hmm.
To preserve the truth that he left us with. The others, they all fell by the wayside.
Mm-hmm.
Just like a bunch of dominoes. Simply because that now the Lord is testing him, and he let people make up their own decision what they're going to do. And the devil, he takes them out just like a guy with a sniper.
Mm-hmm.
He picks them out, just gives them a phony revelation instead of sticking with the word that they've been taught. Here they come out, this right-hand man, James Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're in the third day. How could he be in the third day?
That's right.
And the third day is the millennium. Like I say, you and I, we're the only two people that stands apart. Because
mm-hmm.
when I look back, that's what the Lord hung me out to do, to prepare me when I was going through that lakeside thing with them guys, being in the
mm-hmm.
trenches. It was just preparing me for the next journey.
Mm-hmm.
Then I come to the Pentecostal, to the World Church, and then I find it's the same thing. But I had to fight on. Then I come to the ministry of Brother Brenham, and I had to fight on. And then I come to the ministry of Brother Jack. I had to fight on. That's why the Lord has found you and I faithful
mm-hmm.
to deliver this meat that we see. We didn't just happen to show up. We're not doing this because, gee whiz, and by golly, we just decided one day that's what
mm-hmm.
we're going to do. The Lord walked us through. We had to be faithful back there with that lakeside thing. When they went and compromised and joined up with them again. See, God could no longer use them. He had to leave them to their own demise, and I just kept on moving.
Mm-hmm.
And to the next chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And the next chapter was the Pentecost. Then the next chapter was that day of Walden. I saw it for what it is. Just another call, that day of Walden, that ministry that he supposedly had. I think he passed away a year or so ago. But it's just another cult because he refused to go on in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And
it says in Hebrews 4, "For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But mm-hmm. the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it.
Mm-hmm.
To us, when we heard Brother Brenham, and when we saw the corruption on the colony and the wrong, the partiality, all that comes with it, we did not want to have any part of that.
Mm-hmm.
And God led us on. And then when we were faced with all of these wrong teachings that were coming out after Brother Jackson passed away, like these people heard him being, heard the gospel being preached just as we did.
Yeah.
But it was not mixed with faith, and they didn't believe it. That's the whole thing. To us, it really did something to us, and it made us alive and wanted to fight for what is right and the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we did. We stood up and fought for the truth, and when this teaching came out, we decided...
You stood with the Word.
That's right. We did not. We had to separate ourselves because we stood with that Word. And that's just a journey through life that... Every time the devil throws something at you, you have to persevere and continue on. You can't just all of a sudden, like you always talk about those Heartland guys like that, Larry. He was being persecuted, but then he decided he's going to become the persecutor.
Mm-hmm.
And that's usually what happens.
That position. See, that position sucks them in, and they just drop everything. Just to have that position. That, like we're talking, yes, about that front bench. They all want that front bench. They all want that power.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get that power that they have to terrorize other people.
That's
oh,
right.
It's such a corrupt system. Mm-hmm.
Like we were reading Isaiah 53 yesterday about Jesus. And then you were listening to something yesterday about this Jewish guy, how he came to realize that Jesus was the Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said that the chapter in Isaiah is the forbidden chapter because
for the Jews.
For the Jews, yeah, because
yeah.
That's the very chapter that exposes their wrong is
mm-hmm.
the Messiah did come.
Mm-hmm.
He's not coming. He did come. And then they don't like people to find out the truth. So it's a forbidden chapter in the Jewish race,
Jewish society
yeah. that you cannot read that chapter because it will expose the wrongs of their teachings. And that's all over the place.
Yeah.
The Hutterites, they do not
You're not allowed to listen to Samuel, all
right?
That's right. It's the same thing. It's the same devil and the same principle. They got them in the out, as in the out, simply because, like it says about John on the Isle of Patmos, he was out there on the island of Patmos because of the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
They tried to kill him. They couldn't kill him. Mm-hmm. So they took him out to the wild beasts. But he was out there because of the Word of God. They got us in the ouch because of the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
If they would see their whole sermon, their whole preaching, it's just a brainwashing session. If they would believe what we're telling them, that the foundation, the thing is, their baptism is wrong. And if they would tell their people what we're telling them, that system would implode. That system would self-destruct because it's only built on lies and fabrication. And their church service is just a brainwashing session.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is at the end. But at the end of the day, if they would allow them to listen to what we're saying, like I say, that whole system could collapse from within.
Mm-hmm.
That whole pike, you know, you got to go to the preacher to confess your sin. Well, after Pentecost, I was thinking about that this morning. Before Pentecost, before the Holy Ghost fell, they pulled lots out of the hat, you know, with the Matthias and the other. There were two anyway that they couldn't decide which one they should ordain to take Judas's place.
Mm-hmm.
So they put him in the hat. But once the Holy Ghost came, that was between the crucifixion and Pentecost.
Mm-hmm.
But after the Holy Ghost came, after Pentecost, the Holy Spirit would tell them
That's
who
right.
to send
mm-hmm.
and who not to send, and where to go and where not to go. But, you can read throughout Acts how the Holy Spirit told Paul not to go into a certain country, but to go into Macedonia.
And who to take along.
Who to take along.
Mm-hmm.
That led by the Holy Spirit. But if these Hutterites would allow that to come in and be taught, they would collapse. But then they would do like that thing. They went down to see the Titanic. It imploded on itself. And that's what happened. What happened? If they would allow them to listen to what we were saying, that thing would just implode. Like I say, that confession booth, you know? It would just... That's what keeps them intact. And then that diabolical satanic water baptism. That's all from the devil. That's all these brainwashing sessions. That's what keeps it intact. That's what keeps it afloat. You take that away from them, and it will just implode on itself. It will just collapse. But they make sure, don't listen to them guys. Get the book, throw the books out. Just what that king did back in the days of Jeremiah. When Jeremiah sent him a letter, burned it up. Then he sent him another one. And destruction came on them. You know, here it's the same thing. We're just trying to expose what it is. And then we see, like that Paul Mandel from Rosebank, you know, they praise him to high heaven, and they're convinced that that man's going to heaven. But see, they're brainwashed, and that they're so intoxicated with these lies and these fabrications that they even don't even consider and think that it could be anywhere else except in heaven. That's how brainwashed, yeah.
Yeah, it's like I was thinking the other day, if God would overlook them, we know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, not that system of religion. Now, what would, if God would overlook that, then he has to overlook his word.
Yeah.
And then the next person, let's say the prostitute on the street, you know, he would have to, he would have to let everybody get a pass.
Yeah.
If that would be the case.
But he would have to resurrect Sodom and Gomorrah and apologize them for destroying them.
So if you look at it from that angle, you realize that how deceptive it is and how deceived these people are. Because if you don't line it up with the Word of God and you don't use the lens of the Scripture, then you will be deceived in thinking that like Hutterite system is it, and overlook a lot of things.
Well, that's what set me on fire. I saw the corruption that stepped up to the plate. Because the salvation of my children and my whole future and my downline, everything that I ever stood for would go up in smoke.
That's right.
You got to think about your children. What are you bringing to your children if you just compromise? They're going down to hell and death with you.
And then people, they don't want to be identified with the reproach. See, we're a reproach to people. Because we're saying the truth and we're exposing the wrong in that system and all around. And then people don't want to be identified. See, that's the reproach and that's the price you have to pay to be identified with truth and with the rock of offense of your day.
Yeah. Back in the days of Paul said, to them that are lost, This word about the cross is foolishness to them. But to you and I, it's the wonderful power of salvation and safety in that thing, and tremendous blessings, joy unspeakable, full of glory, confident that the Lord will see us through this jungle that's out there. He's going to give us safety amidst all these terrorists that are down. Just go through town, you'll see half the town is mostly made up of druggies and immigrants, and you don't know what God will say. Go for it and just let them terrorize the town. It happens all over the place, and if that don't happen, a tornado can come through town like it did down in the States, just tons of people dead, you know, and it just, that tornado comes through town, and if you have the Lord, you get safety from that tornado, and from these terrorists, and from everything else. That's why we put so much effort in to allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us and to protect us and to stand up for what's right and true, so that he can, when that time comes, when all that stuff is unleashed on the human race, that we'll have a refuge to run to. We'll have done our part.
Yes, and that you can walk in the Spirit, and then when you walk in the Spirit, you can at least like God can speak to you and be warned if there's danger coming. Like if you're just walking according to the flesh all the time, just satisfying the flesh, then, you know, these things will come upon a person unaware. Like Jesus warned us, they will come upon the inhabitants of the earth unawares because they're just following after the ways of the flesh.
Yeah.
Just like they did in the days of Noah. They did not even seek God anymore.
They were mocking everything God did. And they saw the ark being built. They saw the animals going in. They saw the door being closed by an invisible hand. And they mocked it. Mm-hmm. Instead of seeking remorse, they mocked it. They mocked Noah. To this day, they're doing the same thing. The human really doesn't change. Mm-hmm. And they're mocking us for what you're saying. But we just keep on chipping away. Mm-hmm. We got nothing to lose.
Right.
After a while, it becomes a natural thing, like the things that you and I go through. It's a way of life to us, you know. Mm-hmm. Get up in the morning and do whatever needs to be done and throughout the day and just stay on that straight and that narrow path.
That's right.
And, as long as we got the joy of the Lord, we're okay.
And seek His favor. At the end of the day, that's all that's going to matter. Not the things you have gained and accomplished in this world setting, but you know the things that will matter is what you have done for Jesus and you know what you've persevered in this life and not fallen into the snares of the devil and just surrender. They say that Heartland crew, they just surrendered and give up and give in. But, you know, that's what we're trying to do every day, to stay in the fight so that we can somehow make it. More than anything in this life, we have to make it.
Yeah, it's become a way of life already. To them, it's their way of life, mm-hmm. had become their way of life. Surrender, 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 surrender. They just give in. They quit the fight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're still in the fight, and that's the only place to be, but we have a blessed future. We have that glorious rapture to look forward to. Not only that, if the Lord will make a way for your family too, if you're in a fight. Just like He did with Rahab. Rahab, she went against the stream. She went against all everything, and she hid these two spies, and then therefore they told her to put a red ribbon on her house, and she said, make sure you bring your whole family in here. God's got the same principles.
He does.
Even it was back in the days of Lot. They didn't just take Lot out. They took his two daughters. And they were just as corrupt and polluted as Sodom was, because it goes to show, once they left Sodom, they did the same thing that Sodom did. And there was nothing moral decent about Lot's two daughters.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just the principle that God had, because Lot stood up. His righteous soul was grieved every day because of their lifestyle. And then he sent these angels down. They took him out. The same principle will happen here.
Mm-hmm.
God will have a way. We just stay in the fight, you know. That's what keeps us fighting on. Because if the minute we give in, and our whole family structures implodes on itself, you know what I'm saying?
And has no future. Like, more than anything, you want a future for your family. And that your only future can be found in Jesus Christ. And if...
the Word of God.
Mm-hmm. And if people don't follow that, then, you know, especially the righteousness for your day and hour. That's where the safety lies, is the righteousness for your day and hour. It has been throughout history that way. Like, when Rahab saw the great things that God is doing for the children of Israel, you know, she wanted part of that because something in her soul was quickened more than what these Jericho could offer.
The society
in her society of Jericho. And she knew something about these people that she wanted, and she went out of her way to provide for these people so that somehow she could gain an entrance into that camp
Yeah.
And God honored it. And you can look at Ruth, how he honored her life when she said, your God to Naomi, your God is my God. And she forsook it all, what those Moabites had to offer, and she wanted to partake of that righteousness that she saw that Naomi had. And so she went and followed her. And that's the same principle that God still has today, that God will provide a way for people and their families if they can only believe the righteousness for their day and hour.
A message for your day. Mm-hmm. That if Rahab were to put that red ribbon up there, and they could have come and asked her what that ribbon is about, and they could have tore that ribbon down, but she had, it was the reproach of Christ. Mm-hmm. That's kind of a type of what's mm-hmm. coming. And here again, to be identified with you and me mm-hmm. is the reproach of Christ. And if you don't want to be identified with that, then you'll go down with the masses to hell and death and destruction.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be identified with the message for your day. And you and I, we carry the message for your day. Mm-hmm. But to be identified with you and I tell you, it's a reproach of Christ. That's why people readily accept what you have to say. They know what we're saying is true. Because
mm-hmm.
I've heard people tell me right to my face, saying, the things you say, they're so true, it's scary. Well, I said, just believe what I'm saying. And don't try to fight it. Because they know very well it's true what we're saying.
Mm-hmm.
But they would rather go out to hell and that than be identified with them. Just like I keep telling you about that brass serpent in the wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
They were bitten by these serpents, and then they cried out to the Lord, and then the Lord told Moses to put up a brass serpent. All they got to do is look at it.
That's
and
right.
We say, here, all they got to do is be identified with the truth for your day, and God will make a way for you.
Mm-hmm. That's what Huss and Martin Luther did. They said they're going to recant if they can find in the scripture where they're wrong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't find anything wrong. When they look through the lens of the scripture, of what they were saying and what they were teaching, and they couldn't say anything, because they knew if they would take the lens of the scripture and compare it to what they were teaching, Huss and all these, Wycliffe and Martin Luther, these were the ones that specifically said that. If you can find what we're saying is wrong, and when you line it up with the scripture, then we will recant.
Yeah.
And they could not find it, so therefore they had nothing to recant. And that's the same way with us today. If you can find it in the scripture
where we're wrong, mm-hmm. well, we take a look at it.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't even bother us anymore, because in the heart of hearts, they know we're right. They go spy us out on our website, what we're saying. And when they analyze it back, they realize what we're saying is right.
Mm-hmm.
So they done. They could report us to the authorities call it hate speech, but they'll find out that it's exactly 100% according to the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't really bother us that much. They more or less just ignore us, and they put us in that, they try to make us irrelevant, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't want to rock the boats of people. Will draw their attention to them. That's another trick of the devil. Like when they came and told me, you can't go down and talk to these renegades. Well, I made it my business. I'll use my own common sense, go down and check out if they're really the renegades. And I found out, when I told my father-in-law, I found out who the real renegades are.
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't go too well. At the end of the day, I got terminated. Because I stood up for what's right. I found out that J.K. is the real troublemaker, the real renegade. And here we weren't allowed to even as much as talk to them. Well, I made it a point. Find out for myself. That's what people need to do in this hour. Let's see what he says. And like that one guy said to me, saying the things you're saying, they're so spot on, it's scary. Well, they're the truth. We're just telling the people the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And like I was saying, there's only two out of 600,000 that went into that promised land. There's only one lone man after Brother Benoit done preaching, one long man, Raymond M. Jackson, that heard what Brother Benoit said, and he carried on from where he left off, mm-hmm. because he stood with that word. He mm-hmm. saw that church order thing was not in the scripture, mm-hmm. and that's what God used to separate them from, and he went on, and he didn't put church order in its congregation. And then here comes Brother Jack goes off the sea, and here we're all being tested. We're all being taken down to the water to see who's going to be found that faithful and wise servant whom the Lord will find faithful and true and right to deliver meat in due season. Mm-hmm. That's what we're doing. We're the only two people on planet Earth that will deliver that meat in due season, that will tell the people today and how we're living it. There's a lot of people out there beating their gums together, but when you step back and you analyze it, I'll go check them out. I wish there was somebody out there that could tell me the truth, but there is nobody. Somewhere, if you keep listening long enough, they got a twist in it, and they tell people there's a revival coming. Some just to tickle the ear. Of course, people want to hear there's a big revival coming, but it's just tickling the ear. It's not going to happen because we went to the scripture to try to look for a revival. In the days of Noah, there was no revival. The only revival was that flood came, and they took them all away.
Mm-hmm.
In the days of Sodom, the only revival was that fire from heaven came and just destroyed them all. That's mm-hmm. the only revival that's coming here. And it's the same thing. It's just a repeat. There's no revival coming.
Mm-hmm.
The only revival that's left is this here truth. That's what, back prior to the 60s, it was the ministry of Brother Brennan. That was that revival that they left, went on to Brother Jackson. That was the revival. And this is the only thing that's left over from that revival that happens in the 1900s. People don't want it because it's a reproach of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
It's a message for your day. And they can't accept it.
That's right.
Because there's a reproach of Christ
mm-hmm.
in it. But to us, it's the power of God unto salvation. And there's that whole package.
Mm-hmm.
There's safety, there's health, there's well-being, there's financial freedom. Everything is in that package. Not we're having a great old time in the Lord,
mm-hmm.
not in the natural, like, yeah, we're still persecuted, we're hated, we're shunned, but you got to accept that as a way of life.
Mm-hmm.
Like Peter said, don't get strange when these fiery trials come against you. It's just standard procedure to you and I. We see what's going on. We're just in the fight, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't intend to give up now. It's still a daily fight.
Right.
So fighting every day against the flesh, the world, and the devil. The world is not really, the only fight we got left is the flesh. That natural guy, he wants to be protected and all that junk. That's why you got to crucify, mortify the deeds of the flesh, you know. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for another day of life. Another opportunity, Lord, to come together and sit with you in heavenly places and talk about the things that are current, things that are happening around us, Lord. We just pray to God and lead and guide us by that of your Spirit. Be with us as you see fit. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.